With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, Little Mix are considered to be one of the most successful pop acts in history, with staggering sales of albums, concert tickets, but they are on hold for the moment to allow the members of the group to enjoy a bit of living and follow some of their own musical journeys. One of our favourite artists from the group is, of course, Perry Edwards, who has just released her new single with the debut album In The Can, and it's ready to go. I am so buzzed to have you on the show today. Perry, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Genuinely, we're huge fans of you here across the station in 2FM. We know all of our listeners are as well.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
There is one thing that I want to talk to you about, because it's actually a TikTok that I saw recently enough. And like, we're bringing it right back now. And it's, of course, when you were going to audition for X Factor. And I think that it is the sweetest story I've ever seen. And it was you going for the audition process. The fact that it was your mum who was dragging you to go there, and you were like, oh my God, I don't want to be seen on camera. Like, this is so embarrassing. What are people doing? And then getting as far as judges' houses, and then making it into Little Mix, and then kind of going, maybe I might do this. Like, it's so sweet.
Yeah, it is wild. It's wild to think back now that I was just so painfully shy and mortified at the thought of like people from school seeing me on TV, or like people at college like being like, what does she think she's doing? Because I didn't think I was that good. I didn't think I was going to get through. So I was just embarrassed to be there. But obviously it paid off, because here I am now. I think mums definitely know best. I've learned that now.
Yeah, you absolutely have. You would expect that your debut album that you've got coming up, that we are all so very excited for, you would expect that it was recorded in a super expensive studio, but it wasn't the case, was it?
No, I've recorded the whole thing from home.
That's unreal.
Which is wild. I mean, it's like, it's such a lovely studio though. I'm so proud of it. It was because at the time I wanted to kind of try the solo thing. Because singing makes me so happy. Like, it makes me so warm and fuzzy inside. I can't explain it. It just gives me the best feeling ever. And I also wanted to be a mum, and I wanted to be really hands-on and not miss anything and be there. And like, I just experienced a lot of mum guilt going into like my solo stuff.
Yeah.
So at the time, my partner was like, why don't we just build a home studio? And why don't you just work from home? And then that way you can still be there, you're with him, you know, you don't miss bath times and things like that. And it was really important to me. And I know like some people can't wait to get away and think you do bath time tonight. But I actually just honestly, I loved it so much. I just loved being with him. So I think to make it work, we decided to build a home studio, and that's where I've done everything.
It's so sweet. And I mean, like, you have to decide what is best for your family and your family only. And and these are the memories that you're going to remember. Like, Axel mightn't, but you will. But also, you made some banging music in the process.
Yeah. And I'm so proud of my album as well. Like, I don't think I would have done it any other way. Like, I'm just so happy with how it's turned out and how it's sounding. And yeah, I just can't wait for the world to hear it, to be honest.
Tracy Clifford, who is another presenter here on 2FM, you were chatting to her earlier on in the year, and she had obviously brought up that you ended up watching Naked Attraction with your mother-in-law, which is everybody's worst nightmare. But you made a deal there and then that you might call your upcoming album Naked Attraction. So we're wondering, have we got a name?
Imagine Naked Attraction
by Perry Edwards.
Naked Attraction. Yeah, no, honestly, it was mortifying. I wasn't watching it on purpose with her. It just came on in her room by accident. But it is my guilty pleasure. I love that TV show.
It's so much fun. It actually ended up on an episode of The Kardashians not so long ago as well. It's like everybody.
Yeah, I know. That was after I said it was really good. I'm like, same. Kim Kardashian finds it. Jokes. It's amazing.
How does it feel to be putting music out there as a solo artist? Like, was it kind of daunting? Like, because if you bring yourself back to, you know, when you were younger and then being painfully shy, and then obviously having the support of the girls in Little Mix, and then going out by yourself, were you ready, or were you kind of going, oh my God, crap, I can't believe I'm doing this?
Oh gosh, I think it was like a bit of everything all wrapped in one. It's scary. It's quite nerve-wracking. It's like, it is a lot of pressure, but at the same time, like, I'm just loving making music that I'm enjoying, if that makes sense. And it's like, I try not to put the pressure on myself and just say like, Perry, you're doing this because you love singing.
Yeah,
like, the love of singing is what has got you here in the first place. So I think I kind of have to like remind myself of that's why, not that, like, I don't know, I just think trying to keep the balance and trying to keep myself sane is the most important thing. So yeah, I just love singing, and I love what I do, and I love releasing music, and I hope that people hear my music and it makes them happy and they can like make memories to it. That's what I love.
I think it does, and like it resonates with people as well. But I like hearing you talk about singing and the feeling that it gives you, that exudes through your music. And it's like anything, you can't make a video for a viral hit, you can't make a song for a number one. You have to do it because you love it, and that's clearly what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it somebody said to me at the start, I can't remember who it was, but they were like, if your music comes out and it does well or it doesn't do well, if you love it and you're so proud of it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because somebody somewhere around the world's going to listen to it and really relate to it and absolutely adore it. So I think that's kind of what I'm doing right now, just doing it for the love of it.
Well, talk to us about the love of it, but the love of also some big names that are on your debut album. Can you tell us about who got involved? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. So You Go Your Way was Joy Anonymous, who I absolutely adore. Like, I call him my Hen Joy, because his name's on me. So I'm like, you're my Hen Joy. Like, he's just the nicest energy. I can't explain it. Like, his aura is just 10 out of 10. And I got to work with him a lot on this song, the behind the scenes videos that I'm going to release are so funny. but yeah, like, he was incredible to work with. I worked with Ray. I've worked with Ed Sheeran.
Sorry,
I've worked with.
So excited about the thoughts of you and Ray together. Like,
yeah, I work with Ray, and again, absolutely adore her. She's so talented and so lovely and down to earth. And it's just been lovely watching her, like, just absolutely smash it as well, like getting her number one and winning Brit Awards and just sweeping them all up that night. Like, honestly, I just love Ray. She deserves the world. I've worked with Johnny from Snow Patrol. I keep calling it Paw Patrol.
Tell me your new mum without telling me your new mum.
He must have thought, get this girl out my studio, because if she sings Paw Patrol one more time. But yeah, I work with him and he's incredible. Yeah, honestly, I've worked with the most incredible people. I feel so lucky that they've even wanted to be involved in my music. So it's been wild. It's been a crazy journey.
Something that you've championed through your entire career is like issues surrounding bullying, gender equality, body positivity, and so many more. You really were your own person going through everything with the world just looking at you. Is this something that you're going to continue with in your solo work?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's like important to, even though I'm here doing it because I love singing, I think it is important to know that like a lot of my following and a lot of my fans like go through things, and I like to be there for them, and I like to feel like they can approach me with these things, and like we DM each other a lot, and I just think it's important through like our music and our platforms to like kind of do a good job, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. I know you probably know this, but replying to one person's message could change their life, not to mind their day. And one piece of encouragement from you could change the trajectory of where they're going. And like that is so important to think of. Another thing that you've got involved with is the mental health platform BetterHelp. So like, I mean, it obviously ties into your ethos and everything that you're about.
Yeah. Oh, that is like a massive part of me. Like, I struggle so much with anxiety and panic attacks, and it's like, it's so debilitating and it literally takes over your life, and it's so difficult. And that's why I think like I try to speak about it as much as I can, and I try to be as open and honest about it as I can, because it helps other people. And it sounds awful. I don't wish anxiety on anybody. I don't wish it on my worst enemy. I wouldn't want anyone to experience it, but something in knowing that other people go through it makes you feel less alone, and it makes it a bit more manageable. I don't know why, it just feels less isolating, I would say. So I think that's probably one of the main things my fans reach out to me about, like whether they're experiencing it for the first time or they're going through their exams and their GCSEs and it's all becoming a bit much, or like they've got troubles with their families at home. And I just, as much as my fans reach out to me about their anxiety, I try to help as much as I can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, back to the album one more time. Do we know when it's dropping? Do we know when we're getting you out on the road? Or is all of this a big secret?
Oh, gosh, I want a tour so bad. I think my album will come out like the start of next year. And then hopefully I can get some dates in for like touring or shows, or just even like intimate gigs, like anything that'll give me the opportunity to sing, I'll just be like, yeah, sign me up.
Fantastic. Well, we cannot wait. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that you are going to be doing an Irish show for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Me and the girls always twad Ireland. We always made sure that Ireland was on our list, whether it was just UK and Ireland. We always made sure that we were there.
I mean, well, we always loved you. And I've been to Little Mix gigs and I was at your last one as well in the Three Arena. And they're so special because it's across all ages of people just coming together and having a fantastic time. And you provided that for us, which was just so amazing. Oh, we would obviously love to see Little Mix back together in the future. But before that, Perry, we cannot wait to have you coming to Ireland, Dublin, wherever you see fit. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to come to Ireland. Honestly, I really can't. I think Axel will love Ireland as well. He loves travelling, you see.
Great.
He's been everywhere. So I think he'd absolutely love Ireland.
Perry, thank you so much for joining us today. We cannot wait for the new album.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.